time to lift your feet and follow me. The Boy Scouts are seeking a merit badge, you might say, and turning around a policy that has been in place since the late 70s. Boy Scouts of America excludes gay members and gay scout leaders. And it took that policy to the U.S. Supreme Court back in 2000, which ruled that forcing the organization to accept gay members would violate the organization's First Amendment rights. Just last year, the Boy Scouts officially reaffirmed that ban. The response, more Boy Scouts left scouting, and companies from UPS, United Way, the Merck Company Foundation, and the Intel Foundation all dropped their funding. But now the Boy Scouts leadership says they are actively reconsidering their anti-gay stance and could vote on the issue as early as next week. Joining us now, two Eagle Scouts. Scott Leadingham, a journalist and longtime member of the Eagles, along with us from Springfield, Missouri, is a former Eagle Scout, Eric Jones. Scott and Eric, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
All right. So, Scott, what do you think happened here?
It was extremely surprising, I must say, especially given how recently they'd reaffirmed the ban, just I think 7 months ago. It seems, though, that the pressures on them to change the policy have just become too large to ignore, and I can't imagine that they would want to go forward being on the wrong side of history.
Eric, tell us what happened to you over the last year and how this decision and possible 180 shift is going to affect your life.
Well, this last summer, I had came out to the Boy Scout camp that I had worked at for the past five summers. And after sharing them that, you know, to my boss who I had worked for that I was gay, I was asked to leave. And it wasn't I was doing a bad job or that, you know, I was in trouble for lying or anything like that. It was just my boss was tied up with his hands. He had to let me go because he has to follow the policy.
And he reluctantly did that, right?
Yes.
He was not happy about it.
I was asked to leave.
And what do you think this decision means for you?
It means that, you know, I'll get to start up again. And when I had earned my Eagle Scout, I'm sure Scott can understand, is that you kind of make a promise to always be involved. And even though I got a letter from scouting asking me to be removed, I still always had scouting on my mind and how I can get back. And I had a chance to really think about changing this policy, and overall it's going to make scouting better for it. That's what I really think. I think they're going to improve from it.
It's Eric Jones, Eagle Scout from Springfield, Missouri. Scott Leadingham, what is the hit that the Boy Scouts have taken? I mean, here in New York City, scouting is almost non-existent. I mean, it was never the biggest thing going on in the city, but certainly since this ban became so prominent in the 2000s, in urban areas around the country, even the place where I was a scout up in Syracuse, it's really withered.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts, of course, are struggling with, I think what many organizations are struggling with is a lot of competing organizations and tugs on the lives of individuals who won't, you know, allow them to be in Scouts for any number of reasons. So they need to maybe modernize to be more appealing. And they were up against, as you I think you mentioned, they've lost a lot of funding over the last decade or so, especially since the Supreme Court decision, from organizations such as the United Way, which were typically large sponsors of local organizations. And I think that is one of the pressures, especially, is that at the local level, at the council level, not the national level, but the local level, where the United Way organizations really sent a lot of their funding for the Boy Scouts, when they pulled back, those local councils of the Boy Scouts were faced with a large deficit in fundraising. And I suspect that there might be some pressure from the grassroots, so to speak, upward on the national level to say, hey, you need to reconsider this policy because it's hurting our ability to fundraise at the local level and pay our staff, because all these local councils are responsible, by and large, for their own fundraising to pay the salaries of their own employees at the local level.
I'm interested in your sense of the internal politics here. Is there a regional, you know, sort of faction within scouting that is absolutely committed to this ban and that suddenly it's lost its constituency? Will they still remain in scouting? Will there be some sort of break off? You know, we're the anti-gay scouts now. What's going to happen here?
Well, again, you know, I can only speculate, but it is well known that the religious organizations that are make up much of the Boy Scouts membership and account for the vast majority of the chartered organizations, those are like the troops and the Cub Scout packs, mostly the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, and primarily the Mormon Church, the LDS, make up so much that there was a lot of pushback, especially from the Mormon Church, because their official youth program for males is the Boy Scouts. And that when in 2000 the case was being reformed at the Supreme Court, that the Mormon Church was advocating that it be left in place or they could pull out their support for the Boy Scouts. And if there's a breakaway, who knows? But I can see this proposed policy where it's left up to the local level, say the churches, instead of the national level. That is an idea that is used to placate both sides.
Eric Jones, so, you ever spend any time inside a church in your scout troop?
Yes. Well, recently, the more the groups that I was starting to be working with were after-school programs, mostly. In public schools, schools would have it as they'd have kids who would like to get in trouble a lot, and they kind of liked offering, you know, scouting as an after-school program for those type of kids.
In your experience, does anybody care at the scouting level, at the sort of heart and life and, you know, Eagle Scout, Weeblos, all those kinds of levels? Does anyone care about this gay thing?
I mean, there's a lot of connections that I've lost. But the ones that genuinely mattered and genuinely cared, they sent me an email or they've sent me a Facebook message and or a text. I have a lot of good friends that were concerned. But it was one of those things where they just, you know, they didn't understand and they didn't
get the rule.
And they just needed to know the full story.
Scott Leadingham, as far as scouts are concerned, does anyone care who's gay and who's not?
It's amazing. I have seen almost no pushback just in my own personal world about it. I was probably concerned that that would happen, and it never did. So I've never encountered someone who is anti-gay, so to speak, in the Boy Scouts from my time in it and now. So I wonder if it's just a larger idea that is actually not really panning out.
Keep the adults away from scouting, maybe, is the lesson here. Scott Leadingham, journalist and longtime member of the Eagle Scouts, speaking from Spokane, Washington, and Eric Jones, former Eagle Scout from Springfield, Missouri. Thanks and good luck to both of you.
Thank you, John.
No problem.